I imagine some of you thought that we chose the theme for today because this is the last Sunday that Kim and I will be sharing and worship together. But actually, when I turn to the lectionary readings for the week, this is what I found reading from the Gospel of Luke. As the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. And he sent messengers on ahead who went into a Samaritan village to get things ready for him. But the people there did not welcome him because he was heading for Jerusalem. When the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to destroy them?" But Jesus turned and rebuked them. Then he and his disciples went on to another village. As they were walking along the road, a man said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus replied, "Foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." He said to another man, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Still another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family." Jesus replied, "No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God." Through these words, God's voice is heard. Let's pray. Gracious God, so often you call us, and too often we turn away and choose not to follow. But you promise, O God, that when we listen to your call and when we are brave enough to follow, that you will be by our side, giving us the strength, the courage, and the enthusiasm for the journey. Be with us, be with this congregation, and be with Kim as we journey forward to the future. Amen. So, sometimes I think about what my life might have been like if I had made any other decisions. I don't know if any of the rest of you ever look back over your life and think about all the choices you've made, all of the decisions you've made, and what might have happened if you'd gone in different directions. You know, I think back to finishing high school and trying to decide what you were going to do with your future. And sometimes I wonder what would have happened if I'd made different choices. And I imagine you have some of those questions or thoughts too. Sometimes we think about the choice of a life mate that we may have made or not made, and we wonder what might have happened if we'd chosen differently. Life is full of choices, and it's human nature, I think, to look backwards and think about what might have been. I often think about the decision I made to come here for 10 months, which strangely enough has turned into almost 7 years. I think now about how much I love this place and how at home I feel, and how grateful I am to be able to wear open-toed sandals without any complaints being registered with the personnel committee. I also think about how different my ministry might have been if I had never had the opportunity to work with you, Kim. There were the early days with you and me and Deb. Such adorable little fairies we were. I arrived in my black gown, wanting to sing nothing but good old hymns of the faith, slipping into the King James Version whenever I could. You got me to the point where Every now and then I actually asked for some of the music you love, but I stopped short of dancing. That's never going to happen. You reminded me what fun it is to be with children and youth, even if it becomes harder and harder to get in and out of weird places. We've shared some pretty powerful moments, not only in life, but in worship together. I think maybe you've changed a bit too during our time together, spreading your wings and realizing that you have gifts for ministry that go beyond working with children and youth. There were the baptisms we shared together, the weddings that were especially meaningful to some of us, and funerals. Those things have all become part of your ministry, as well as preaching, even though you insist you don't love preaching. When Ruth wandered into our midst, we had some more fun. And from that time forward, poor Ken has had to deal with an all-female staff. Not that he's registered any complaints so far. I hope that we've changed the face of St. John's in our time together. I hope we've showed people what it means to be a strong and dedicated team, even sometimes when we struggled behind the scenes, working through our own differences in style and theology and personality. I've said this before, more than any other team partner I've had in 36 years of ministry, you have been the most talented and gifted, for sure. Just don't tell my ex-husband I said that. But the time has come, and as our United Church Organization for Church Growth, which is called EDGE, tweeted one morning this week. By the way, I have a Twitter account and I never post anything, but every morning I wake up to tweets. And this week, one morning, I woke up to this quote from Will Rogers, posted by EDGE. "Don't let yesterday take up too much time today." We've done lots of looking back since we heard you were leaving. Lots of celebrating the gifts that you've shared over the years with us. I've had some time to try to suck it up since those tears I shed that first Sunday. I still actually can't believe that Kim has taught me how to hug and how to cry. That's no mean feat. But now we all have to move forward. You're off to your new church home in 2 weeks. And they're really fortunate that they listen to God's nudges to invite you to ministry there. And you're wise to have followed what you believe to be God's call. Here at St. John's, now we need to learn how to wait, how to listen, how to trust, and how to follow. Follow God's wisdom, follow God's voice, follow God's promises, and follow God's plan for our future. Our gospel reading today reminds us that God calls us always to look forward. God has always called his people to leave the security of what is, to journey toward an unknown future. Jesus tells those who would like to follow in our gospel reading today that it's all about moving forward, not looking back. And when his time came, he set his face toward Jerusalem, even when he knew what he would face there. That's what discipleship is all about. It's not easy, and it's not human nature. It's not what we want to do, to let go and to trust. But that's the way of ministry, and that's the way of discipleship. It's the way of the cross. But it's also the way of growth, of fresh beginnings, of renewal, and of hope. We don't know what the future holds here for us at St. John's, but we trust. We trust, Kim, that just as God has called you forward to new ministry, He is also moving in our midst to create something new, calling us to new ways of being His faithful people in this time and this place. And so we'll all cherish what has been, and we'll carry with us warm memories from your ministry here in our midst. And as we all move to the future, we will trust in our God, and we will pray not only for ourselves, but for each other. We will pray that your time at Wellington Square will be filled with amazing opportunities for growth and also for affirmation. And we will pray that here at St. John's, the enthusiasm for all of the work that was important to you will continue to be important to us here and to the people we serve. Thanks be to God for always calling His people forward in service. Amen.